Hello, this is 5 minutes with Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 778. 778. And we're going for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. If this episode has been a blessing to you, I know that somebody is going to have a baby. I don't know who it is, but I know that there is somebody here who has a miracle baby, and God is these words I'm speaking, they are working. They've done the work already. So if you're the one, then send me a message and say, I'm the one, and I have it in Jesus' name. It's not prophetess, please pray for me. I beg. No. The word has done the work. Mary, words were spoken to her, and she believed, and that was it. So we're going for our golden scripture from where we dig all the good, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain, then I always pause here and say, if not believe in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead, then continue. So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received out, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. We've been looking at the death of Christ. We've looked at physical events, we're known the revelatory, and we are now in Proverbs 4:20. That says, my son, pay attention to my word. And Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. The king said, Master, fig tree that you curse is dead. Jesus responded, he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And we are talking about faith-filled words, how you don't have to see before you believe, how a man can believe before seeing. This is Christianity. This is how Christianity is. This is it. This is it. That you've not seen it, but you believe it. And therefore, Jesus said to Thomas, said, Thomas, because you've seen me, you believe. Is that you? That doesn't score you anything. That is sense knowledge faith. But he said, blessed are they who have not seen and yet believed. And therefore, I said that you should look at this young girl called Mary, a teenager, who was able to believe the words of an angel, even though a high priest Zacharias could not receive the word and wanted evidence. I said, I want to see what I believe. Give me evidence. The angels, I'll give you evidence. I'll lock your mouth so that you do not spoil what God wants to do, because you're on earth and you're a man. When man on earth has so much power and authority, what you say, even if God says that you will counter. Listen, your word will stand. Your word will stand. That's what people don't understand, why things happen on this earth. Because the man is such a powerful being. That's why Satan, when he was coming, he needed to come for the authority of a man. What Satan is using now is the authority of a man. All that you see around is the authority of the man. All that is doing is the authority of the man that is using. Our authority is what is using against us. And especially worse from a man. And a man says, hey, I'm dying. So it will be. I'm not well at all. And I don't know. That's how it will be. And as for my money issue, is so bad. So what you say, he will use your own words against you. And that is why I'm teaching you this. You will not just sit down for Satan to run roughshod over you. What are you going to do? You're going to rise up in the word, and you will put words of faith in your own mouth. And what would you do? You will say them. Oh, you will say them. You will say them amidst contradiction. When your body is shaking and it's like the fever has come, or the sickness has come, or they write to you, listen, we're coming to evict you, all those things, you are seeing them. You are seeing them. It's not like we put our heads in the sand and say, no, it's not happening. We see it, but it is your response. We respond with the word of God. We respond with the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. And so this girl said in Luke 1:38, he said, "At the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word." Then this young girl got up and went to Elizabeth, her cousin, and listen to what Elizabeth said. When Elizabeth saw her, the baby kicked in the womb. And her baby was also a miracle, because she was way past that age. Menopause, long past menopause. You're 50. Listen, at 50 and so, if you are believing God, that is possible. that is possible for you. And so, and blessed is she that believed. Say what? Mary, you are blessed because you believed. You believed. My husband Zacharias did not believe, and his mouth was locked. But you believed. And he said, it is a blessing when a man believes. When a man believes his word, he's blessed. And blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Oh, somebody, are you hearing me? God says, there shall be a performance. There shall be a performance. Is it God's word? But you see, an angel spoke to her. But me, it's not an angel. But who is speaking? Me, as I'm speaking to you, I am more powerful than an angel. The words you're hearing from me is more powerful than an angel. What you're hearing from me is more powerful. Angels can't preach the gospel. It is men who preach the gospel. We are the preachers of the gospel. That is the privilege we have. That's why when people don't come for outreach and they treat outreach anyhow and evangelism, I pity them because they don't understand. What a privilege that a man will put God's word in his mouth and say to another man. So this is what you're hearing. What you're hearing from me is powerful. It's more than any angel coming to you to speak the word. That a man is speaking the word to you. He said to the angel of Sardis, right? To the angel of Ephesus, right? To the angel, who do you think were the angels? It was men, pastors, the people who were in charge of those churches. They were the people who said, we are more than angels when you're speaking the word of God. Because the word has a life of its own. The word has God life. The God life is operating through the word. Energy, there is energy in the word. Energy, divine energy, moving things, doing things. And therefore say, there shall be a performance. Listen, there is a performance of what you're believing God for. There is a performance of it. Listen, I say, there is a performance. There is a performance. There is a performance of it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, say amen. It's happening for you right now. You're so blessed. Please share the link with somebody. Bye.